Yeah, I wouldn't think so. Trying to think. He doesn't have any company email or anything. Yeah, it should be fine. I'm curious what happens when we put that into the QRZ, or, because for the next week, he might not show up in our logs under that call sign until the local cache of the FCC database is updated. So we'll have to kind of make sure that that's all up to date. But it shouldn't hurt anything in the website. I'm just thinking about like the total implications of what happens when someone's call sign changes. But I think that'll be fine. So, and then that actually goes to, we were talking about the folder names, unit number and name is probably what we should do, because if we did unit number, name, and call sign, then we would have like another place to change that. So unit number and name is probably best. But yeah, I'm rambling. Yeah, I don't know. I think it should be fine.